Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 82, Plan a Sustainable Year for Your Writing Life. It's that time of the year when everyone is working on their annual business plans, intentions, resolutions, habits, or even big, hairy, audacious goals, those BHAGs, or stretch goals. A lot of writers are thinking through their goals for the year ahead. You may be measuring and drawing out calendar grids in your bullet journal, or shopping for a bright, new, fresh, clean yearly planner. You're organizing and reorganizing Evernote tags and notebooks. You're trying out productivity apps. You're going to test run a new social media platform. Maybe you decided this is the year to write your first book. So you set up a Word document or Scrivener file with the working title as a promise to make progress. You can imagine that as a coach, I love all of that dreaming, all that energy, all that desire and hope. I'm so happy you're making plans and experimenting, maybe setting out to launch a new project. Go for it. Make those plans. Set those goals. Write out your intentions and resolutions. Stretch and get a little audacious. And then, before you lock everything in, may I make a suggestion? Run it through one more grid. Because I'd hate for you to get deep into the second quarter and realize you can't possibly keep up with the pace you set for yourself. You can't turn out the daily word count you set up, or you were unrealistic about how fast you could land a byline in a national publication. I encourage you to look ahead with the idea of sustainability. The word sustainable traces back to ideas of being able to last or continue over the long haul, but its root word, sustain, means to give support or relief to or supply with sustenance or nourish. I find that to be a satisfying way of looking at our work. So with those ideas in mind, let's look at four ways our writing can be sustainable. First, you can sustain your writing plan if you have enough ideas to keep going. This first idea is obvious. Your writing plan is sustainable only if you have enough ideas. If you set out to publish a blog post 5 times a week or 3 times a week, you need enough content to keep that up. In episode 76, I did some math for you, and believe me, I'm really invested in you if I did some math for you. In that post, I figured out that to publish 2 times a week for 3 years, you'll need 312 ideas. In that episode, I was suggesting you brainstorm and see if you can generate a big number in 1 or 2 sessions, because that would confirm you have plenty of content to keep writing in your niche. Well, it's the same principle as you move ahead with your writing plan for the year ahead. You want to make sure you have plenty of content to supply and support the plan. If you have 312 ideas, you'll have no problem continuing. You'll be able to move ahead with 2 articles per week. If you have only 75, well, maybe you should reduce your frequency to 1 a week or broaden your niche so you can generate more ideas. In any case, the concept here is that if you set up a goal that requires a steady supply of content, make sure you have enough on deck to sustain it. The second way to think about sustainability is you can sustain your writing plan if the schedule isn't brutal. This is closely related to the first sustainability challenge, except you could have 700 ideas ready to go, but if writing still comes a bit slow for you, or if you're working full-time and writing is still a side gig, or if you face other complicated scheduling challenges, those ideas are just going to sit there. Even efficient writers need time to write and prep content for a blog or freelance submissions or as pieces of a bigger project like chapters for a book. If you don't have much writing time available, you can have all the ideas in the world and it doesn't matter if you can't get them written. Be realistic about what you can produce in your current schedule. Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't push ourselves at times to meet those BHAGs and stretch goals. Just think through what you can truly pull off each month and each quarter. If you have a heavy month of travel or activities, for example, that's maybe not the season to stretch yourself with an ambitious deadline. Look at your writing plan, then look at your calendar to see if you can cut anything or open up more writing space. Then determine a realistic, sustainable schedule for your writing plan, an approach you can pull off week after week for a year or more. The third way to think about sustainability is you can sustain your writing plan if the writing sustains you. Does your writing nourish and invigorate you or drag you down? Sometimes we set out to accomplish writing projects or goals that kind of drain us. Maybe it's a style that feels dull, or it's so unfamiliar and overwhelming, we feel frozen when we sit down to work. Either way, we're heading into unsustainable territory. Now, I have to concede that depending on our goals, we may find ourselves at times having to write articles that aren't really about topics we love. We may have to serve an organization by writing in a style that doesn't reflect our true voice. But when we're creating projects that invigorate our imagination and creativity, that's the kind of sustaining, sustainable work to keep you going. So look to maximize that in your writing plan. The fourth way to think about sustainability in light of your writing plan is this. You can sustain your writing plan if your writing sustains your reader. Does your writing sustain others? Does it breathe life into your reader, whether through its entertainment factor that makes people laugh or gasp, or through providing solutions to problems? Are you nourishing others through your helpful content, your captivating stories? Episode 79 focused on figuring out the who you're writing for. Who is your who? Do you know who you're writing for and delivering content that will sustain them in some way? Episode 80 discussed how we long to build a bridge from writer to reader to connect. That, too, hints at a kind of sustenance to our writing as we, through fiction, nonfiction, or poetry, share with a reader what has helped and served us. When you know your writing is connecting, making some kind of difference in your readers' lives, when your work in some way sustains the person who reads it, you yourself will be further sustained. Look ahead and make those plans for the year. Tackle something new. Look for projects and activities that will move you closer to becoming the writer you've always imagined. Just make sure that the plan is sustainable and that you are, as a writer, sustained. That's when you'll deliver into the world material that breathes life into the reader. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.